My boyfriend just doesn't fuck me like you do. I've been with him for years. I know he loves me so much. He's kind, sweet. He makes me smile and laugh. He buys me jewelry, brings me flowers for no reason at all. He's so wonderful, so caring. He tells me how beautiful I am and how special. He treats me so well, and all of my friends are so jealous of my perfect relationship. But it isn't perfect. Oh, he makes love to me, sweetly and gently. In the moonlight, in the bed, we've always made love in. It's safe and warm there. He kisses my neck and stares into my eyes and moans about how good I feel. He tells me again how much he loves me. He makes me come, soft and slow. He finishes and falls asleep with me in his arms. But I stay wide awake. You know I do. You know, in those sleepless moments, you're all I can think about. I feel guilty because as much as he loves me, the only thing I can feel is my pussy, your plaything, getting wetter and wetter. Thinking about how good you fuck me. I try to keep my hands off myself when I think about what you do to me. The dirty, filthy things you do to me. But I can't resist. How tight you yank my hair. How hard you slap my ass, and how deep you sink your teeth into my flesh. You take and use every inch of me. I think it feels so good because deep down, I know you don't give a fuck about me. That's what makes me come so hard. Turns my panties into a sopping, wet mess. That you treat me like I'm nothing but a cheap whore. And deep down, I know when you tell me that I was made to be used, you're right. And that's what keeps me coming back for more. Every week, like clockwork, when everyone I know and care about thinks I'm volunteering, I'm getting fucked by you in that dirty shithole of a bar. Fucked like a whore in a bathroom stall. Used like a fucking slut on the dirty carpet of the back room. Bent over and wrecked on the pool table. Oh, God. That's when I found out how much I love being watched. I can't stop thinking about it. I can still feel those bleary, bloodshot eyes on me. The smell of sweat and stale beer in the air as you dug your fingers into the flesh of my hips and pounded my cunt raw. Savage and deep, the sound of flesh smacking flesh only drowned out by those hard animal grunts I was letting out. I didn't even know I could make sounds like that. I certainly didn't think I could come that hard. I've got 3 fingers inside my greedy cunt, picturing it right now. I'm working my fingers in and out like the filthy slut I am. Oh God. I can remember the way the coarse felt of the pool table rubbed my tits raw. I tried to hold on to any scrap of dignity I had left with my panties around my ankles and your cum dripping down my thighs. I couldn't move. Ass red. Clit swollen and aching, bent over that pool table in full display of everyone. Until I heard your voice telling me to get the fuck out. We're closed. I went home, still stinking of sex, and got into the bed I'm in right now. The difference is, that time, I was totally satisfied, spent. And right now, I feel empty and frustrated. Not for much longer, though. I'm so close to coming for you. Squeezing my eyes shut and picturing the first time you fucked me. You knew just what I wanted. No, what I needed. The moment I opened this whore mouth. I shyly told you I'd never done anything like this before as you pulled me into the men's room. I could only fight it for a moment, and then I was obedient and eager when you pushed me down to my knees. I can't forget that hard, thick cock pushing into my throat. That was the first time I ever really had my mouth fucked, and I loved every second. My eyes locked on yours as I felt you twitch, spasm, and unload that thick, hot load down my throat. It was too much, more than I'd ever had, and I choked and gagged, cum spilling out of my mouth down my chin, landing on the floor in my tits. I pleaded with you, begged when you pointed at the floor and told me to lick it up. I know you could see how much it turned me on, though. In that instant, the second my little pink tongue licked your seed off that dirty bathroom floor, you and I both know you could do whatever the fuck you wanted to me. We both knew I belong to you. I've come over and over thinking about it. And it was so much better than when he made love to me earlier. I feel complete. Finally satisfied. It's because thanks to you, I know what I am now. Not some sweet princess to be adored, but a piece of fucking meat to be used. He will never fuck me like you do. I'm going to sleep now. So excited and wet, thinking about the next time I walk into that bar. I know you'll be waiting.